The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network. Geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. And otaku. Don't forget otaku. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by a comic shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you, that's capitalized, can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Wicked A!
Everybody, welcome to the 42nd episode of the Wicked Anime Podcast. Within the recent weeks, we released a new episode, or a new review episode with Manga Gamer. Therefore, we are going to have another short episode because we have things going on today that are more important than you.
Like mowing the lawn. Yeah.
If you guys hear a strange muttering, Glitch is mowing the lawn. Nah, just kidding. It's someone else.
I have people do that for me.
Are they white?
This is Florida. You know how hard it is to find a white dude that does lawn care?
Oh, damn.
Throw a rock hit a Latino.
Glitch, you just have to be on the right side of the train tracks is all.
I hate y'all already. I miss
Welcome
you
Welcome to the show. So, speaking of interesting things going on, we
I think he's
bringing
out the weed eater. I think I hear a weed eater.
We got some interesting news. I've been asking people on Facebook, our fans reaching out to them, for what their favorite segments have been for the podcast in the past year. And the reason why I asked is because recently someone in the Nerdy Show community has nominated a whole bunch of podcasts for Dragon Con's Parsec Awards.
Yes.
And one of the shows that made it to the first round of nominations was Wicked Anime.
Yay, Wicked Anime. Woo! That's our show. That's
we
here.
Matter.
You're listening to our show, Wicked Anime, and we got on to the Parsec nominations.
Yeah. Not the final nominations yet. It's the first round, so we have to submit some of our best stuff. That's why I asked you guys, because who knows better of the best stuff than the fans?
And you guys are spot on. We agree. So we're going to go ahead and use some of your suggestions. Especially, we're going to find probably one of the best Strange News ones that we can find. We're going to use some
Little Red Corvette.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, the metal?
Metal band China Death Crash Orgy.
Yeah, something like that. Oh,
you know, it still blows my mind the fact that we have fans that care this much.
Yeah, right.
Thank you. We love you guys. We really do. Even if we do disagree on Godzilla. No, just kidding. You guys have your own opinions. We like Godzilla, and you don't. That's fine.
Eat it.
But yeah, that's really exciting news. I hope that it continues on, but I got to get those clips together and submit it and see if we can make another round of nominations.
Yeah, so we might be asking you guys some more questions as far as which Strange News you guys like the best and which part of Kill la Kill you like the best and which conversations on the convention round we like the best.
Send it to us on fan service.
And whose names we pronounce wrong. What your favorite name we pronounced wrong was.
Yeah, good. Or favorite gender mix-up.
Oh my gosh.
Of fans.
We're just, like, the worst.
So, today, we are going to do a Tapagotchi after doing a short round of news. Probably skip what you're watching, or what we're watching, because it's not too different from last week.
Or ever.
Nothing!
No, yet.
Like nothing, yet. Dylan, what you watching? Nothing. Cliff, what are you watching? Ninja Turtles?
Because you have to remember, guys, this is the summer season, and this is the summer of JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, so just assume we're watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. So today, because of the recent release of Mario Kart 8, we are all now familiar with Luigi's Death Stare.
Gangsta stare.
Which we now has brought to our attention. What other anime memes should we be talking about now that anime memes are relevant once again?
Indeed.
So we'll be discussing that with you today.
Yep.
On this short episode.
But first, we have to get through some news, so we have to ring a news bell.
Ding, ding. And that's news.
There we go.
That's news and ding.
All right. So, first up in media news, we have an announcement that Funimation announced at Akon this past weekend that they have acquired the rights to Street Fighter Assassin's Fist. Now, if you guys don't know what Street Fighter Assassin's Fist is...
Have you seen the video on YouTube?
Yep. It's a 12-episode miniseries that was on YouTube and shown by Machinima. And
It's like the origin story of Ken and Ryu's training before they go into the whole Street Fighter universe. So it has.
It kicked ass.
Was it canon to the comic books?
It was canon. I only saw the first two or so episodes.
Dude, I've seen all 12, and it comes to web series, I just watch them once, especially when they come to video games. Like, I've seen the Mega Man fanfic, the Sonic fan thing, the Mortal Kombat Legacy stuff.
Yeah.
It is way better than Mortal Kombat Legacy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, my issue is because people make Street Fighter videos all the time. My main issue with it is this doesn't have Capcom endorsement. What's the point?
Yeah, but it's fans doing it right.
Yeah, because what I want to know is, I'm a huge comic book, when it comes to the Street Fighter universe, I read all the comic books, I follow Udon with all that good stuff, and the Udon comic books did everything right. They even were able to mix the Street Fighter 2 universe and the Alpha universe together, like, in a cohesive story, which, if you guys are familiar with the Street Fighter lore, Alpha and Street Fighter are basically two different universes.
Yep.
They're not really related.
Andrew, let's put it this way. They actually showed how Ryu's better at Hadoukens and Ken's better at Shoryukens.
Yeah, no, and that's covered in the comic books.
Yeah.
And it's covered in this video, too.
Goken is their master, and he's, like, really young at this time because they're still, like, really young in this series. You know, it's really cool because, like, everybody speaks Japanese. Like, even Ken, you know, he switches between English and Japanese, mm-hmm. you know, and he's super arrogant. And like
he's angry, cocky, kind of a dick.
Yeah, he's so like Ken. he's got like that. Well, it's weird because in the video game series, like he's arrogant, but he's always like happy. But in this series, it's like before that happens, so he's like angry at the world with like that teenage angst, and he just wants to like he's like come on, show me the Hadouken, you know, it was like that sort of thing.
Impatient, impulsive.
Yeah, it's so good, and like even the side characters that they have are awesome. Like the old fisherman guy who's like yelling, "Hey Ryu, is that your girlfriend?" You know, like he's like it's like it's got so much texture and flavor. Everybody, check out.
Even the music is spot on.
Yeah. Oh, cool. So
and if
good.
You like Akuma, like they talk about Goku's origins or whatnot. So.
Yeah. But yeah, no, it's cool. So Funimation's releasing it. It's probably going to be $100
when it
comes out. But it's totally worth getting. While it's still on YouTube, check it out. Seriously.
Like did you see that? Attack on Titan? Like
yeah.
Attack on Titan Part 1 is $99.
For this limited edition Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, but still, it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
It's not even all the episodes.
Good segue, because speaking of Attack on Titan, Japan made an announcement that the first Attack on Titan film is slated for November. Now, that's good news for people waiting for Attack on Titan stuff. The bad news is it's a compilation movie.
Like they did with, Evangelion before they did the end of Evangelion. And what they did with...
Gurren Lagann.
Gurren Lagann.
Which I highly do not recommend. I mean, okay, watch Gurren Lagann, like the series in its entirety first, and then watch the movies, because there's like 20 minutes of added and redone animation, which is awesome. But I cannot recommend the movies for anybody who is looking to just, like, see the series, because they cut out the Black Siblings altogether in the Gurren Lagann movies, and they are, like, one of the most important roles in the entire series. So I am very skeptical when it comes to compilation movies.
Yeah.
For Attack on Titan, there's a lot you can cut out. But,
like, all the recapping?
But,
you,
like,
you can make... You
that's,
can
like,
make a,
that's half each episode.
Yeah. But, like, 12 episodes for an hour and a half movie, I don't know. I don't know if they could do it.
Yeah, because that means it's gonna stop right before the 13.5, where it's a recap episode. Who knows? They might be able to figure out how to do it pretty well, because there is a lot of information that they don't need to show us.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows?
It's true.
It'd be an hour long if they cut out like all the flashbacks.
Yeah. So last up in media news, we have a new step in the puzzle for.
Well, and remember, this is a two-week-old podcast now that you're listening to it now.
Yeah.
But for Sailor Moon Crystal.
Yep, we got a first trailer.
Woo!
Now, opinions on it have been shaky. Me, personally, I enjoyed it, and I thought it was really cool looking.
It's very shoujo.
It's very shoujo, but it's very manga. And people were, you know, complaining about, there's some color issues. Oh, it, you know, I don't like how Usagi looks. I don't like this, I don't like that, blah, blah, blah.
They're a lot longer.
Yeah, very, yeah, very shoujo-esque. I really don't mind, because I just want to wait to see what comes of the series itself. I think it's cool that they're just rebooting it.
Well, I'm going to watch it for sure, but I mean, like, art style is a huge thing for series, you know? You lose fans when the art's not good. And with people being shaky like this already, I'm sure that a lot of them are going to watch it just for the fact that it's Sailor Moon, you know?
No, they're going to watch regardless.
Yeah, of course, but if the first episode's not good, they're not going to keep watching it.
I don't know what the theme's going to sound like. Will it be kind of remnants of, you know, the classic Sailor Moon fighting Give About Moonlight and all that kind of stuff with the kick-ass rock guitar?
Yeah, see, apparently it is the same song, but done by a different person. But watching the trailer, that wasn't that song.
Yeah.
So, and usually the trailer songs for anime is usually the opening or the closing, though. It could be the closing song.
That's what I was thinking, it would be the closing. But yeah, from what we've heard, that they're supposed to be doing a remake of the original theme song.
Which I hope they do, because, you know. Do
like, I didn't watch Sailor Moon remix that much. I really liked the series. I didn't really like the series as a kid, but I love the theme song.
I think I appreciate Sailor Moon now that I'm older. And
back then, I was like the whole, ew, this is for girls.
Yeah.
I want to watch Dragon Ball.
Okay. I wasn't either. I didn't want to watch Dragon Ball or Sailor Moon. We watched Tenchi sometimes.
All right. So that's it for our media news. Really short. We have no gaming news, so it's time to move on to some strange news.
I don't know. Gaming news, Tamagotchi Life came out. I want to get that. That's cool. The ends.
Oh, wait,
for Nintendo.
Oh,
dang. E3 is happening.
Yeah. Well,
what can we even, like, expect from E3, though, that's even related to
hype,
well,
hype, I know. Hype. Pretty much.
See, the thing is, I don't want to talk about it because it hasn't happened yet, but by the time this recording comes out, it's going to be over. So it's going to be a mess.
I'm going to make a prediction. Let's make predictions.
Okay. A prediction for the future. These are our already in the future, looking in the past predictions for E3 that's already happened.
Enjoy.
Okay, so let's start with Nintendo. Nintendo's going to try to whore out their new console.
Yep.
And
what? No, there's no
Smash
new console.
Brothers. Well, their newest console.
Okay, yeah. And Xbox is going to go, and PlayStation is going to go, but louder, and then they're gonna be like, upgrades! And they're
Nintendo
gonna be like,
step in, Smash Brothers, people.
smartphone applications, tablet applications, when does gaming show up? Oh, here's all these promises we're not gonna keep. Watch Dogs sucks!
That's like, we're gonna be able, you'll be able to do, like, we've combined with Twitch and Blip, and you'll be able to stream your stuff live. And directly on your computer to, like, from your game console to your computer to the internet, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so we got a lot of blah, blah, blah going on here.
And Smash Brothers.
So Nintendo is showing up this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo's showing up. They're not going to do, I don't think they're going to do a huge presentation conference.
Well, are they going to do the Nintendo Direct thing like they did last year?
That's what they're doing,
yeah,
I believe, is a Nintendo Direct. Basically, that's all I'm showing up. Because, I mean, yes, I like PlayStation. I haven't played Xbox in a long time. I do like PlayStation, but, you know, a lot of disappointment and confusion comes out of E3, in my personal opinion.
You've been hurt too many times before.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, everybody knows that they're going to be like, here's a new Call of Duty! Ah! And then everybody kind of like,
yeah, here's a new game like Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Lite. So, here's this one innovative game that we're not going to put enough time or money or effort into to get you real interested and may revolutionize game series. But,
like Watch Dogs.
This is completely new. It's not a first-person shooter, though.
Yeah.
I don't put that much time in it.
So I'm actually, the thing that I'm looking forward to the most is what Nintendo has to say about, hey,
Pokemon Omega and Alpha.
Yeah, the 3DS is still relevant.
Here's Monster Hunter 4 that's coming out. Monster Hunter 4 is coming out. We have the Nerdy Show guys are at E3, and Evan from the Boston Bass Brigade are at E3, and I told both of them, get me as much information about Monster Hunter 4 as you can. And that's all. And that's all.
That's all you require.
That's all I require.
That's what happiness is in a bottle, people.
I requested a booth babe, but I don't know if I'll be able to get that.
Do they even do booth babes anymore? I mean, E3's a press event. So, yeah, it's a press event, though. They don't have...
It's not Tokyo Game Show.
Find me somebody.
I brought you this person, Glitch.
I brought you this hobo sitting outside of the convention center.
He says his name is Babe.
He may be able to cut my grass at a decent time.
For a glass of lemonade. So we talked about gaming news for no reason a lot longer than we had to. And it's time to move on to some strange news.
What?
So first up in strange news, I got this. There was a story that was all around the nerd news sites. Now, there is a self-proclaimed NEET for you people who don't know what a NEET is. Where have you been? It's a not in education, employment, or training. Somebody who does not contribute to social society, stays in their house, and typically just lives off of the wages of their parents. Plenty of animes about it because it is such a huge social uprising now that people are just being neets and...
Yeah, Welcome to the NHK has it, Eden of the East has it, and all that kind of stuff. So you can find it in anime.
Yeah. Well, this one self-proclaimed neet... has been hanging around the Akihabara district for a while, offering rental services for 1,000 yen an hour, which is about $9.75 in U.S. dollars, so about $10 an hour, to hang out with him and experience the life of a neet. He will play Pokemon with you. It has to be Emerald or... What was the other one that went with Emerald?
Sapphire?
Sapphire.
Ruby, Sapphire, and Emerald.
Yeah, I think those were them. Or either that are black and white. I forget. Whatever. So you can play Pokemon battles with him. You can play Yu-Gi-Oh cards with him. Or you can build Gundam models with him. You know, you can do that. Or you can just experience the life of a neet, which is probably a lot of sitting.
I would pay $10 for that.
Yeah, totally. So this is a really...
Can you just do that for free?
Yeah, right? This is a really contradictive statement, though, because, I mean, like, that's... He's making profit off of his life of being a neet, so technically he's not a neet anymore.
Because he's employed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Come. They can do it in America. Like, come, celebrate the life as a hobo for a day.
Right? Yeah, exactly. It would be almost kind of like that, except neets have cooler stuff.
And they have money, too.
Neets usually have somebody supporting them. Hobos, you just sit on the sidewalk.
Like, that's sad. Can go on hobo adventures. You can, like, build a fort with cardboard boxes or...
Hobo adventures. Oh, you could fight other hobos.
Yeah, you could fight or find... You can stake claim on your own shopping cart. It's like a horrible, horrible person right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? That's what I want to see out of E3. A hobo life simulator. There we go.
Don't see that, let's make it. I want to make that now.
I don't know. Have you seen that new game that's coming out called The Forest that's in alpha on Steam? It's a horror survival game where you land on an island with, like, crazy monster natives.
But you're not a hobo, though. You're not, like, begging for change.
It's kind of like hobo, though, because you have to, like, build your, like, a little wood tent shack in the woods and live in a woods community and eat lizards and bunnies.
Nope, still not hobo life.
In Boston, you don't need to be a hobo to be a beggar.
It's true. It's true. You can just stand there with a Dunkin'
That's
Donuts.
That's part of the perk, though.
An empty Dunkin' Donuts cup and say, hey,
give me money.
Yeah, any money. Will.
Only in Boston.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe right. Not only in Boston. I don't know. But it's definitely in Boston.
It's definitely prominent.
I mean, you need to have the full hobo experience in Hobo Simulator. Push your own shopping cart. Run from the police. Make up a story to get money.
Collect cans.
See how well you can not stink.
That's impossible.
Or use your stink to your advantage.
How's birds in your beard?
Oh, I would have the mightiest hobo beard. The mightiest.
And for the bonus stage, train hopping.
Ooh, we get to...
No, that's how you travel around the outworld. You hop boxcars. This game sounds awesome.
This game does sound awesome.
Light your trash can fire.
I would want the fighting style of the game to be like Def Jam.
I was just about to say that. Yeah. I was just saying Def Jam. Fight for New York.
Yeah.
Holy crap. So we get THQ to play make this game and yeah. make Def Jam fight to New York with hobos and oh, that'd be so awesome.
All right.
Hey guys, if you haven't played Def Jam Fight for New York for the PlayStation 2, you have to play it. It's one of the best games I've ever played. And if you don't like rappers, you get to stomp Snoop Dogg's face in and fight along tag team with Ice-T. How cool is that?
And you can make your own character too.
You can make your own character, and my guy's name was Wesley. Like my guy's name was Wesley, and he had like he was huge and like jacked, and he was like ah, oh. Just awesome. That game was so fun. This is a weird tangent.
This is weird news.
Strange news. From glitch. God.
Dylan's not here right now, so I had to go double on the distraction.
Yeah.
All right. Hobo Simulator. Yeah. Get that done, people.
E3 2014.
And if there is a Hobo Simulator and I don't get any kind of credit for this, I will find you.
Yeah, we will be very, very angry.
I will get real hobo poo to throw at you.
Ew. Okay, so next up in, so next up in strange news, we have a piece of news from our fan Kito, who sent us the ongoing saga of our epic handshake party, like, whatever. I don't even know.
Like, the fiascos behind all the handshake parties and pop idols. Good job, Kito, man. You know what's up.
There was an AKB 48 member who was attacked by a person who had a handsaw.
Jeez.
Yeah, and this happened at their last handshaking event. And
he really wanted that hand.
Yeah, I'll say. That's what I was just...
So the two pop idols that were injured were Rina Kawai and Anna Iriyama, along with a staff member. So, geez, this guy did some damage. Like, seriously.
Went in swinging with the saw.
Okay, so...
What kind of handsaw was it? Was it like the classic crank saw with the one handle that he just swings around like a sword? Or was it motorized?
That is the one that I would imagine is just a regular, like, classic handsaw, because that is a brutal weapon. All the three victims have been hospitalized, and because of this, their next handshaking event has been canceled. So,
makes sense.
What has come of this is that there was an enraged fan who is attempting to sue the guy who was the saw wielding maniac, and he's suing him for the cost of his 330 CDs that he bought
to get
his handshaking tickets.
Wow.
Now, granted, that's cool to get for the 330, you know, handshaking tickets thing, but he should probably get the handshaking ticket cost plus some more.
Well, he did. Oh. He is also suing for emotional distress, 250,000 yen, to compensate for his trauma of not being able to shake the hand of his favorite idol.
And you know, the whole saw flying around everywhere, too.
Yeah,
that would be more scary. But I know what he means, because, like, you know, if Grendel came around, which they are, North American, and I was like, oh man, you want to go shake Grendel's hand? And then some guy was like, here's my saw, everybody get out, and I'd be pissed. So,
but would you be sue him pissed?
I guess not. Well, as long as I didn't get hurt. If I got hurt, then I'd be sue him. Yeah, but I'd
Japan's
just be like,
learning a lot from America.
Yeah. Yeah, what the heck? That's totally not a Japanese thing to do, is sue everybody. I don't know if they sue everybody like we do here in America. All I know is we sue everybody here in
for
America.
For everything. Cut me off in traffic, I'm suing your ass.
And you'd win! You'd get a bunch of money!
I wonder if people get excited for court cases in Japan because it's like, oh, we get to hear somebody say objection! This is just like the real Ace Attorney.
This is like my video game. Yes.
Everybody's playing 3DS in the courtroom.
If you've ever been to court, there's really no other way to make that entertaining. Because, I mean, if you're sitting in a courtroom, you're probably there for about 3 hours. So when you hear somebody say objection, you're like, yeah.
And you're probably there because you've done something that you deserve to be there. Unless you're on jury duty, then they just really punish you for the hell of it.
Oh, and that's as strange as it gets.
Although I think hobo fighting was strange.
That was pretty strange.
Fighting was strange, but hobo fighting simulator, the hobo simulator, awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
I mean, there's already goat simulator. There needs to be hobo simulator.
The hobo simulator needs to be more in depth than goat simulator, because we do need fight for New York Def Jam fight style.
Yes, we need depth for our hobo stuff.
Yeah, right. So Keto, thanks for sending along the news to us. If you got more, send it.
Yeah, seriously. We should probably keep up with that story, because that's what, like you said, the continuing adventures of that story.
Yeah, Keto, you little detective. Oh yeah, while we're talking about Keto, Keto, kudos for putting two and two together. You found me out.
So because we're not gonna do what we're watching, we're gonna move right on to our Tapagotchi, which, like we already said, we're gonna talk about anime memes. Anime memes are everywhere if you go on Tumblr and Reddit.
In fact, just go to Google and type in anime memes, and it's just like, whoa, look at this cavernous whatever.
Yeah. And while the one that has taken storm, which is the Angry Luigi, that one, you know, it's not anime per se, but it's definitely Japanese in origin, so it brought
it definitely makes sense.
So we can do video games and
that one. I've seen so many videos with gangster music playing and just Luigi giving looks.
You know, honestly, I've seen it posted everywhere, but I haven't watched any videos of it, and I've only seen pictures, and I haven't seen the video of it, and I really want to see it.
Watch one right now.
I've seen the Riding Dirty one.
Yes, that's the first one I saw.
They see me rolling. Yeah. They hate him.
And I always pick Luigi anyway, so fuck everybody who thought Luigi wasn't gangster.
So why did they pick Luigi? Is it because it's just from a trailer, or is it that everybody, is Luigi the only one in the game who has angry eyes? I guess
because his nose is in the way.
Yeah, I don't think he even has angry eyes. I think it just looks like I think I don't think he's actually
really. Is that like his face all the time then, or like I
don't know. I have no idea what it is. It's just weird.
Yeah, I think it's just like how everything's angled.
But and the thing is too, if you have to remember, that yes, if everybody does do it in the game, it's the internet and it's a meme created. They did just single out Luigi because they could do it with anybody they wanted, but they singled out Luigi.
But it's not the year of Luigi anymore. Maybe they're trying to bring that back. They're trying to bring back the year of Luigi. So anyways, we're going to talk about some of our favorite anime memes, which is most prominent. I'll start with mine, which is actually a really recent one that if you go to Pixiv, which is the Japanese DeviantArt.
It's actually Korean.
Korean?
Yeah.
Korean DeviantArt. One that's been really prominent, I've seen it posted on JList a lot often in the past recent weeks, is 3D versus 2D, real life idols versus the 2D versions of them. We have artists who are taking pictures of real life JAV idols or just regular
idols.
In general and redrawing a picture of them in anime form. And it's just a side by side comparison, and people kind of decide which one's better.
The one I can touch.
Glitch, you will never touch a single...
How are you going to touch a JAV idol? I mean, come on. I mean, you might as well stick with the 2D, because that one's awesome.
There's always a chance.
When? Tell me.
Tell me when.
Hmm.
Glitch is going to become a Japanese porn actor.
I'm becoming a Japanese pop idol now. It's happening.
I can see that. I can absolutely see that.
I'm doing pop anime.
Yeah. Not until they have a whole Oculus Rift thing going on with touch sensitivity.
Which they will eventually. They are getting very close.
They are. Did you see the hand thing? They have a 2D hand or a video of a guy waving his hands around in front of a computer program, and the hands are reacting on the screen.
Wow.
Yeah. It's wild.
Okay, so let's we can also talk about some more classic ones too. Most people know,
We talked about one of the new ones just last episode too.
Which one?
Which is the my girlfriend's the attorney prosecutor.
Oh right, the kawaii prosecutor from Russia
or Ukraine. Is it Ukraine or Russia?
It's same thing.
Oh jeez.
You're totally right. She is the most prominent current meme, which has gotten her in trouble. If you haven't listened to our last episode, definitely take a listen to that. Listen to Strange News, because it's a huge thing that her popularity as being just a really, really attractive young lady who is in politics, has taken Japan by storm, and there's been fan art and all this kind of weird stuff that has gotten her in trouble for it.
One of the ones that always pops up with me is Yuno from Mironiki and her yandere-ness, basically, like how she's just absolutely out of her mind. One of the most yandere characters has ever spawned. Basically, there's a picture of her, you know, holding her hands to her face in like this purple haze, and people just keep redrawing that with all different kinds of anime characters, as well as the one I think with her, you know, looking through the mail slot, you know, the Oyasumi Yuki. Mm. Oh, so creepy. Mironiki sucks. Don't watch it. Or do watch it and make your own opinion. But if you start watching, you have to watch the whole thing, and it's a trip. It's a push. It's really really
tough. Once you start, you got to finish this race, buddy.
We had people just like, do it. How do I finish it? I was like, I don't know, Keto.
Drink. Make it a drinking game.
Make it a drinking game. You could absolutely make a drinking game out of. It's like, oh, this cliche thing happened. It's over 9,000. Who's not tired of that one? Oh my gosh! Go to any convention in the U.S. and you will hear it thousands of times in
you
one weekend.
Over 9,000 times.
Even Sarah from 42's Anime Reviews, when she passed 9,000 subscribers. She said, my subscriber count is over 9,000. I was like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, you know we're going to have to do that, too.
We'll have to do that, too. We know.
Can we just kind of do it like DBZ with Bridge handled it? Like, hey, it's over 9,000.
Yeah. I was holding it upside down. It's over 9,000. Glitch, what do you got?
Trying to think of anything I've seen recently. Oh, there's the leak spin. It was
yeah,
over 9,000.
That's a pretty classic one, the leak spin. You know the origin of the leak spin, right? Oh, well, I mean,
yeah, from Bleach.
It is from Bleach, but they turned it into a Vocaloid meme, which is weird. You know, the song that they use, it's either Swedish or Finnish. I can't remember. It's the Livian Polka. Yeah. So it's the Livian Polka. Which Bass Hunter? Who remembers Bass Hunter? Right, from early 2000s. He did a remix of that song, but then there's also a bunch of remakes of the Livian Polka that's done by Hasune Miku. So they made it a Vocaloid song, and then they started making Miku do the leak spin. And so you'll see a lot of Orihime doing the leak spin, but then the other half. Like, they even make plushies of Miku with a leak.
With a leak, yeah.
It doesn't even have plushie leaks now.
Yeah, right? So that was one of those anime memes that just absolutely exploded. I mean, I even remember when it came out.
So what's, like, everyone's favorite type of anime meme?
Favorite type of anime meme? I like the ones that get absolutely out of hand. Like, the ones like Luigi are the perfect anime memes.
Wait, we forgot one anime meme. Pedo Bear.
I don't know. Is that really an anime meme?
It's basically an anime character.
I guess so.
Well, that's a perfect thing for speaking of out of hand memes. You know, it's like
yeah. When you mentioned out of hand, that's what first thing that came to mind. Like, yeah.
I would have to say that the 3D versus 2D is probably my favorite meme, just because I liked seeing you know.
Holy oh, shit.
There's a hot chick here. Oh, there's a hot anime chick here. You know, it's best of both worlds. Another one that was really prominent, like the Luigi one, it's not anime, but it's video game. Falcon Punch.
Yeah. Oh,
that one's really prominent. And I really like that one, too. I don't know what it is. Like, I'm not really a huge Captain Falcon fan, but whenever I see a Falcon Punch meme, it's hilarious.
Like, it just has to be a really good one or a clever one to me. Like, I don't mind the... Still see some newer over 9,000 memes, but if it's decent, or you know, the whole you fool, this isn't even my final form kind of crap.
Yeah, that's another one. This isn't even my final form.
I like my favorite memes kind of just point out some of the ridiculousness of animes, like the Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece storyline chart, where I just has direct arrows pointing everywhere for Naruto. The Bleach one, it kind of just goes in a circle.
Yeah, it's funny because when it comes to memes and anime fans, a lot of anime fans make just one-off memes, like ones that don't keep repeating. So you just see things like, oh, tsundere face ones, and you know, like flowcharts. Flowcharts
I see a lot too. The ones that are like, oh, what kind of moe are you, or what kind of tsundere are you, or
it's not really a meme. There is that, but like the flowcharts, kind of like, are you watching anime? Yes, you know. Is there a character, like, you know, kind of like those ones, and it flows off yes, no, whatever. But it's really interesting how the anime community as a whole has kind of taken to the internet in the form of memes. Because even as JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is coming out, like, the second the new JoJo's Bizarre Adventure comes out on Crunchyroll, there's a meme for it, for that episode. Especially when they censor Jotaro's smoking face. Because Jotaro's a minor, and he's smoking, and because it's a Japanese thing, they have to censor his face while he's smoking. Yeah. So as soon as that happened, that turned into a meme.
Yeah, like, most anime memes just kind of are here and there, and just, it's not a meme-specific thing to the anime. It's more like a genre the memes have more genres than the animes do.
Yeah.
It's like, there's all, like you said, the rape face meme that has, like, a whole bunch of different versions of from it from different animes, or...
Yeah, there's a lot of Fist of the North Star memes where either Kenshiro is doing his point, and you know, say, basically, you are already dead is a meme that kind of pops up in different places. There's always a tsundere, there's always a yandere.
There's always something taking like a crazy, you know, hentai picture or softcore hentai picture.
One of them that keeps popping up is in the same way that they have the yandere, like the Yuno doing the yandere face is the hentai version with Aigao or
Ahegao,
however you say it, that small, not small, I should say, but like, you know, the fetish that's in hentai, where they keep redrawing one character, or they keep drawing a scene as different characters making the Ahegao face. It's funny. That's another one. Another thing that they do is memes that explain a character's age. Because characters like Yoko from Gurren Lagann are 14 years old. But what 14-year-old do you know that looks like that? So,
in this day and age, who knows?
Yeah, seeing that girls are getting graduation presents as in the form of implants. What's wrong with our society?
Hey, go to a primary or middle school now, there'll be kids taller than us. I'm 6 feet tall. I had to look up to some kid.
And then there's another one that's really prominent, which is 2.5D stuff, where, you know, people draw pictures and then, like, cut them out, and they draw them as, like, they're holding an anime character or something like that. Like,
or taking something from them, or...
Yeah.
A whole bunch of different stuff like that, definitely.
Oh!
Yeah, like, yeah, the Nature's Valley's one was... getting prominent too.
This was a huge one for a while too, the yen for ecchi meme.
I don't know that one.
No? Okay. So there's this picture of I don't know the origin of the picture, but there's a picture of a hand reaching onto the screen holding out like 10,000 or like a million yen or something like that. And they're two panel comics where there's one picture of like an anime character with like an angry face or something like that holding out or with the hand holding out yen to them, and then the second panel is something
ecchi going on from the same anime.
Yeah, it was super prominent for a while. I remember on J-List, like, he posted them all the time, which just made me think of another meme that came up, which was the umbrella lovers.
Oh, that's so weird. That, like, there's a huge... But that one's not specifically an anime meme as it is a Japanese meme. Oh my gosh.
Here's a newer one that came out recently, like the Nature's Valley meme.
Oh, yeah. Good call, Glitch. Good call. Where basically Nature Valley got, you know, free publicity from anime fans by... taking, you know, characters with...
They're just holding something or just holding any sort of object or whatnot, and they Photoshop Nature Valley's bars or the Nature Valley box or logo in there in some form or fashion.
Yeah, and the social media expert over at Nature Valley would retweet them.
Yeah, like completely embrace it, as long as they were appropriate.
Yeah, because why the hell not?
Yeah, exactly. It's free publicity.
Which brings up another one that I thought of because it's food related, which is the hentai Subway meme. Has anybody seen those ones where they take... They take pictures, like they're hentai pictures, and they censor them to make it girls eating Subway sandwiches.
I have not seen that one yet.
It is ridiculous.
I'm looking at it now. Wow. Wow.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Thank you for that one, Glitch. Granola bars are so good, they must be the work of a stand user. That's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure joke, by the way, folks.
This is horrible. Who thought of this?
I think we found a winner meme.
The sad part is, that's even...
What, Glitch? What?
Rule 34. This is going to get horrible. Wait, is this a new internet rule now? If there is porn of it, there will be Subway porn of it. Okay, seriously, people. First chance you get, look up Subway sandwich porn or Subway hentai porn meme and delete your history afterwards. But...
Yeah, definitely be careful, because even with the Subway sandwich on there, one, you know what's going on, so it's not safe for work. Two... Some of them are just filtered to not Subway hentai, but just the hentai part.
Oh my god. I found a yaoi one.
Does it have yaoi hands?
No, just yaoi butts and chest and a little bit of sandwich.
This is probably a good place to end the discussion.
Before it gets worse.
Oh no. It's goalie crap! Okay. I'm sharing this because I hate you.
I think we found Glitch's new favorite meme.
Oh. It reminds me of the porn stars eating ice cream thing.
Oh my gosh.
It's a full meal. There's chips and a cookie. And a lot of mayo. Okay, I found my new... I have a winner. I found my new favorite meme.
Well, good. We're happy for you, Glitch. Though, I must say that is... Why Subway? Maybe it was like... trying to pull off the Nature Valley thing. It's just like spiked off of Nature Valley. Like, oh, look what Nature Valley is doing with anime. I guess we should try it too.
Because you can always make an extra mayo joke.
And that's as strange as it gets.
I'm done. That's in the podcast. I'm done.
All right. So
everybody, if you would...
No, it's fan service.
It is time for fan service. What do we got?
I can't stop.
Okay, we got two comments on our last podcast on nerdyshow.com, so let's go right to those. First up from... Archaeus on the Nerdy Show forums has said, if they manage to make a movie franchise out of the Power Rangers reboot, they should have JDF in every movie. Not as a mentor or as an old ranger or anything like that. He should be a security guard, a janitor, a random guy on the street. Like, make him the Stan Lee of Power Rangers films.
Yeah.
Which is
yeah.
a good call. So, that, you know, we did talk about having, not having any of the old cast return for any old roles. But just keep them a part of the film. If they want to be a part of the film, make them a nobody.
Yeah, so like a cameo, quick cameo appearance from an old Power Ranger.
Yeah, that'd
be kind of cool.
I think we came to an agreement on that. So Archaeus, yes, absolutely, we agree with you.
I think yeah, it would definitely be fun to see JDF at all in a Power Rangers movie.
Yep. And then secondly, we got a comment from Big Bad Shadow Man, who was saying that he was wondering if we would like to see new bad guys or classics like Rita, Goldar, or Zed.
Which I did respond to him on Facebook.
I'm a little iffy on both of those. Like, I would like to see them, but I wouldn't mind them doing something new.
And that's what I said. I responded to him on Facebook. If they bring back the old villains, they have to do it correctly. However, I would love to see them create a new bad guy, but his voice is voiced by Bryan Cranston, because Bryan Cranston did voice the old Power Rangers monsters. That's what I would like to see. I think that would be really cool. Not to mention Bryan Cranston would be a perfect Power Rangers villain to begin with.
Yeah, and as much as I like Rita, Zed...
That voice, I didn't want to hear that during the whole entire movie.
Zed is my favorite, all-time favorite Power Rangers villain. He's super cool. Now, Glitch, you bring up an interesting point about... Because, yes, her voice is, like... It can be super irritating at times. However, it's really interesting when you meet her in person. Because we went to a Rhode Island Comic Con and she was there. And we went to a Power Rangers panel and she was doing her voice. And when you see her do it in person, it is, like, one of the most impressive things you'll ever see. Because, like, her voice is not like that. And when she pulls out that voice, it's like... Oh my gosh, you're the greatest voice actor of all time.
Yeah.
Seriously.
And especially because she almost didn't get the part to play Rita Repulsa, because when she initially did the audition, they said it wasn't scary enough, and she got a little upset. So she went back in for another audition and did that voice and was like, is this scary enough for you? And then,
and you're hired.
Yeah, and she got the job for Rita Repulsa.
So, next up in fan service, we have some comments on Facebook. First off, our fan Mandy said that she fell behind on Nerdy Show listings, but she's catching up on Godzilla speculations, which...
Yeah, she was listening to our Godzilla speculations episode, which was our mini-sode with Dylan.
Right.
She had already seen the movie by the time this came out, so she was like, oh, it's extra comical to me because you guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is completely true, which is because the Nerdy Show guys said the exact same thing to us.
She wanted to know our opinion.
Yeah, she wanted to know what we thought of the movie, and so... I said I wouldn't spoil it for you to listen to the episode afterwards, where we actually talk about Godzilla a lot in the Power Rangers episode. Mm-hmm. And she said she's looking forward to it. I said, but I will say we did like it. And she said, good, I did too.
Yep.
Which is cool because, you know, like I said, we've had a split review from our fans. Like, you know, Gerardo didn't like it, but Mandy does like it. We like it here on the show. LaRock did not like it.
If you want the full knowings of how, our thoughts and everything like that, listen to the Power Rangers episode, which was last episode of the podcast, and you'll be able to catch up on that real quick. Other than that, we've just got some good feedback. Brian,
he's the other guy we worked on comic books with Travis from the Power Rangers episode. Travis, Sean, me, Jonathan, Brian would all do comic books together. And he threw in his two cents about the Power Rangers episode, just said it. Good job. I really liked hearing you discuss, and so we were discussing maybe we should have him on the show sometime.
Yep.
As well.
And for some more feedback, our buddy Keto said that we should keep the Godzilla roar in,
which we should.
If
it's funny and opportune,
yeah,
we will throw in some Godzilla roar.
But just for you right now, Keto, here you go. Okay, so it's time to move on to some shameless plugs.
Okay, everybody, if you want to join our conversation about anime memes, send us anime memes. That would be so fun if you sent us links to your favorite anime memes, because they're funny.
If you can make an anime meme, go for it.
Yeah, make a wicked anime meme, maybe.
Oh, God, no.
Subway anime.
Not a Subway wicked anime meme. Please, no Subway wicked anime memes.
New fanfic.
Yeah. Anyway,
the wicked anime crew goes to Subway.
Yeah.
horrible things happen.
With lots of mayo.
Ew. I feel uncomfortable. Okay, bye.
Yeah. So if you guys would like to contribute to our anime memes, send us anime memes on Facebook, do whatever you want. Please email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com, where we have frequent updates and we like to chat with you guys. The new episode should be up by now. You can go to youtube.com/wickedanimereviews to find all of our review videos, our convention videos, which are awesome now. Basically everything you need to know about Wicked Anime and all of our cool free stuff. You go to nerdyshow.com/wickedanime, where you can find our videos as well as our podcast that you might be listening to on Nerdy Show if you're not listening to it on iTunes.
Rate and review.
Yes, please rate and review us on iTunes. That would be sweet. And hopefully you'll be hearing from us guys about the Parsec Awards and how that's going. And maybe we'll be asking you more about what we should add to our submission.
Ooh, I got shameless plugs too.
You do, Glitch, and I was getting to you. Please go ahead. I didn't talk about Tumblr. You can find Wicked Anime on Tumblr. Now go, Glitch.
All right, so it was brought to my attention that Kyo discovered my secret. Hey, Andrew, you want to tell the story?
Yeah, okay, so our fan Keto emailed us, or messaged us on Facebook as he usually does, with the question, is Glitch a rapper? Where I said, yes, Glitch is part of a rapper in a group called Magitek. It's nerdcore. And I shot that over to Glitch. I was like, look at this. This is pretty cool. Keto found this on his own. And then Keto messaged me back and he's like, well, thanks, Glitch, for perpetuating the stereotype that all black people have to be rappers. Right, Glitch?
Not all of us. Just most of us.
Just most of us.
Like, I keep forgetting to even mention the fact that I'm in this because, you know, I'm just so humble, I guess, or a forgetful idiot.
That's why we have internet shows, Glitch.
But yes, I'm in a group called Magitek. Let's see, we have a website, magitekonline.com. We have Facebook, Twitter that we don't check and probably should do more of. And done a couple of recent concerts, like with Kent, we've had on the show a couple of times. And
yep. Ongaku Overdrive.
Yep. And we're going to be at Orlando Nerd Fest, which is going to be a huge concert.
That's right, yeah. That's pretty awesome.
7th through 11th of August. Where we got our headliners, like the main headliner we have is Nobuo Uematsu. And if you're a Final Fantasy fan and don't know who that is, kill yourself. What a gunblade.
Boom.
Because that would be appropriate.
Just... You can check out my Twitter if you want, or Facebook.
No, that's enough. Enough. though granted, Glitch, we did do a thing last episode, which we're probably going to keep doing, is we pitched all of our art portfolios, because here's the new thing about the art portfolios, guys. I am open for commissions. So if you want a piece of artwork done by me, I have my terms and terms of service on DeviantArt, which is stickfigure5000.deviantart.com. You can find my terms of service and my pricing sheet there, and you can get a pretty sweet, professionally done piece of artwork.
And Subway Pictures.
I can do voicemail stuff with my voices.
Voicemail stuff, yeah. We can all do voicemail stuff, but we're not that popular yet.
I'm not talking about... How you supporting Wicked Anime just being all... Hello, ladies.
And that's it for the Wicked Anime podcast. So
did we have a fanfic yet?
No, not yet, Glitch.
We need a fanfic. I want to read a fanfic. I don't care what it is or how mundane or dirty it may be.
Yay.
In fact, if you can make Andrew and John more uncomfortable, that makes me happy.
I don't know, man. I'm pretty good with not being uncomfortable about things. So it'd be pretty tough.
I might be.
Yeah, Jonathan might be, though. Jonathan might be.
You heard that, people.
And we're time to sign off the only way we know how.
K-bye. Now back to the Subway meme.
Announced at Akon this past weekend that they have acquired the rights to release. I hope he runs out of gas. We're gonna wait for him to finish. What, did he stop outside your window?
Seems like he didn't walk by using getting walked by again.
You gonna offer him like a glass of lemonade or something like that?
No, he didn't.
Here, man.
He's interrupting a podcast.
Yeah, here you go. Here's your interruption lemonade.
Maybe if he dies a heat stroke, we won't be having any more interruptions.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store, and for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.